Welcome back on this morning. Mike Baker in here filling in. Murph out on assignment, still out on a ship someplace. At least I think he's on a ship. I saw one of the ships got sent back, but we'll find that out. But we welcome in Bobby Brandt, Gary Rose with Castle Rock Realty right here in the area. Talk a little bit about Castle Rock Realty. We'll talk about the real reason that you guys are here in just a moment, but tell us a little bit about your business. Are you just strictly Mauston, Juneau County, or do you branch out past that?
Yeah, we actually have four offices. We have one in Reedsburg, two in Mauston, and one in Nisida, and we cover quite a bit of territory just because we live in such a rural area. We cover Juneau and Adams counties, Sauk County, Monroe County. We do get into Columbia a little bit, Monroe. So our agents aren't afraid to travel. Gary, you putting a lot of miles on your car these days, probably.
Yeah, the car dealerships love real estate agents because we put on a lot of miles and we have to replace our cars. So it's like Bobby said, we're very mobile. In today's economy, with market being as strong as it is, timing is everything. So if a seller or a buyer needs us, we need to be proactive and be there as quickly as possible.
Awesome. How long have you guys been at this for Castle Rock Realty, the two of you?
Well, Castle Rock Realty is celebrating 40 years in business this year, which is really amazing. We've been in Mauston for 40 years. I've been in it. Gary, how long have you? I think I'm on 26 years.
Well, I think you might be on 27 because I believe I just started my 26th.
Okay,
and you were there when I got there.
Yeah. Not dating ourselves at all.
No.
It's fine.
No.
It's okay. It's good. But we've seen a lot in those 20 plus years. We've seen highs. We've seen lows. We've made it through 2008, made it through COVID. Have one thing in the real estate industry that we've learned is that you have to adapt. And we're really good with rolling with the punches and just adapting to what our customers' needs are.
You guys are seasoned veterans at this.
Yes. We like that word.
We do.
Yes.
We'd rather say that rather than old.
Yes.
Particularly me would rather say that rather than old.
Yeah. Seasoned.
Seasoned. Seasoned.
We'll go with that. What's the best part about this job for the two of you?
Well, speaking for just me personally, Mike, what has never changed is the opportunity to meet new and very diverse types of people. You might meet somebody, a businessman from Chicago, that has a certain concept of what he's looking for vacation property. And then there's the little single family home in Elroy where people just are looking for their first family home. I just absolutely love the diversity of our business. I think it's just the best part of it. And when we can assist people with these types of purchases, it's just a great feeling.
Yep. And I agree with all of that, Gary, too. Although my role has changed, I'm not out in the field anymore with customers, and that's the part that I miss most. I loved every day. You didn't know what was going to happen. Like, am I going to be in the office working today? I could have great plans of spending the day getting paperwork done. You get a phone call and a buyer wants to see something, boom, you're out the door. I love the just that it's not planned. It's very, you move when your customers want you to move. So I really miss being with customers and spending time with them. My role has shifted now where our agents really are my customers. And I love serving them and spending time with them. And just, we just have such a good group of people. And we've got all age ranges too. And they all just mesh really well with each other. It's been really neat to see how they all have different perspectives on everything. You know, Gary might have one perspective being in the business for over 20 years, and then you've got somebody that maybe just started last year and they have a completely different perspective, and they're able to listen to each other's perspectives and learn from each other. So it's a pretty neat mix that we have going on.
You guys both mentioned that you've been with Castle Rock Realty for over 25 years now. How has the landscape changed for what you guys do? Bobby, I was watching YouTube a month or so ago, and all of a sudden you popped up for an ad on there. I got to believe 25 years ago, you didn't expect to be doing something like that. So how has the landscape changed for the two of you since you started?
Well, I can start this because Bobby is into the techno stuff. I'm not. And everybody who knows me knows I'm not. But when we started, there were no cell phones. There were no laptop computers. If you wanted to see what's available, you might jump in the car after church on a Sunday and go drive and look for signs. Then there were the bag phones came out. Now, young people listening to this will say, bag phones, what's up with that? Well, it was about a 2-3 foot square phone that plugged into your lighter, cigarette lighter on your vehicle. And it was huge and heavy, and it wasn't mobile.
Yeah, the Zach Morris phone.
The Zach Morris phone, yep. Yes. And now, of course, we have all this technology, and some of it, obviously, is absolutely essential. And all of it has its value. It's just, for some of us, teaching the old dog new tricks is difficult. And I am that old dog. But we'll survive. Life is great. You know, Bobby can give you a little more insight as to everything that's going on now.
It's just a different, like Gary said, it's just a different market now. Consumers in general want things right now. So we have to be able to be prepared for that and respond right now. And we've really adapted well to doing that. It's a big change because, you know, we have a larger team, so it's nice so that we can accommodate the right now because, you know, if Gary's with a customer, he's not going to step away and answer a call from another customer. It just doesn't work that way. So we've got other agents that are able to help because that is the society that we live in right now. Whether we like it or not, it's what we're living in and people are used to it. I mean, you look at Amazon, I want something tomorrow, I'm going to order it. So it's just a different way, but we adapt.
And another one of the major, and sometimes we forget to mention this, but this is, in my opinion, just huge. The support staff that Bobby has brought on board for these offices between office management and people doing detail work, working on sites and things like this, the dollars being spent as support for those of us that are out trying to get listings and marketing property, the office staff is absolutely phenomenal. And back 25 years ago, our office staff consisted of one person that entered listings and would review stuff. Otherwise, we were on our own. Now, because of the changes in the world, we are very detail-oriented, and we have multiple sets of eyes looking at all these documents. It's a huge bonus for everyone.
Yeah, it's nice because ultimately we want our agents out in the field. We want them to be with people. We want them to be out socializing, talking to buyers, talking to sellers. We don't want them in the office doing their paperwork until all hours of the night. You know, you want them to be able to be out with people and spending time with their family. So we do. I mean, our admin staff is just, they are so detail oriented that to the point where I'm just like, oh my gosh, I've created a bunch of monsters. they are so detail oriented, and it's great because in real estate, details are important and they matter.
We'll talk about the real reason you guys are here in just a moment. But if someone's looking to buy or sell real estate, how can they get a hold of you guys in Castle Rock Realty?
Well, gosh, we have, everyone has email, of course, and we have various websites with a lot of great information on it. But if you just would like to simply call somebody, you can call me anytime. Cell phone 608-547-6885. And again, this is Gary Rose. After 25 plus years, still very excited to go to the office every single day.
Yep. And you are religious about coming into the office. You're there, you're doing your work. And yeah, it's just really neat to see that consistency does pay off in this business. Like when you're steady and you're doing the work, you know, you plant your seeds today for tomorrow and to harvest tomorrow. And that's, Gary really does a good job with that.
You guys talk about getting involved in the community, and this is a great way, the sharing supper taking place Thursday here at the high school in Mauston. You guys have been a sponsor, a supporter of this event since its inception 17 years ago. Gary, Bobby, what was kind of the decision-making in sponsoring such a great event?
Well, I can start this because there's listeners out there that are going to say, I heard that story before, but it's absolutely true. And I think that this says a lot about this program, this wonderful event, and how it actually got started. But this was 17 years ago. I was sitting in my office in Castle Rock Realty. Probably should have been out working, but I was in the office, and a young lady named Margie Strauss walked into my office. Now, I'd known Margie for years and years and years. She walked in, closed the door, sat down, and I was a little afraid, to be honest with you. And she says, we're starting something that you need to be involved in. Okay? again, knew nothing about this. Then she lays out the details of what the sharing supper looked like in her mind. And she said, I'd like you to be the first sponsor. Well, in fear, I wrote the check and we sponsored it. And at that time, Pat Connors was the broker owner of Castle Rock Realty. Went to Pat and I said, would you like to be involved in this with me? And he said, sure, sounds like an idea. So that was 17 years ago, and it started out, it was at the Moose Lodge here in Mauston, which was a very, very small venue. Probably, and I don't have actual numbers, but there was only one sponsor, and it was Castle Rock Realty and me. And there were probably 25 or 30 total people there, and we felt good about it. It's something giving back to the community, which is something that local real estate companies try to do religiously. Well, that's how it all started. And so I say, was I scared into doing it? Yeah, a little bit maybe. But it started a long-lasting relationship with both Margie and then as Margie moved on to the other board members here at the Sharing Supper. And it's been just an absolute pleasure. We look forward to it every single year.
Yeah, it's neat. The kind of the bummer part of it was when COVID hit and they had to do the drive-through. Then you really saw, I mean, like, we would get to say hi to people, but it was just like we had to get people through and didn't want to keep people in line for too long. So we really didn't get to have conversations with people. So that was such a bummer. But now when it's back in person, it really is neat. They have games to play. And it's really important, especially for the elderly community. If they're, you know, this gives them an opportunity to get out and talk to other people and just those relationships that they can form. Just such a good idea to start a sharing supper.
Yeah, the food is always great. I believe it's goulash they're having out there this month. And Jerry Schultes has got to be one of the easiest people to work with there is, isn't he?
Oh, gosh. He's great.
We're just sorry we couldn't have been here last Wednesday to actually meet with him, but we had a prior commitment that wouldn't allow us to be here. But if you don't like Jerry Schultes, you don't like anybody.
He is just great. And his excitement for the project and just the whole team that's involved with that, they're so excited about it and so passionate about it. And they do so much work behind the scenes. I know Gary has said this before, but we really do have the easy part of writing the check. They're the ones that have the, you know, the boots on the ground and they're doing the work.
And Bobby, I'm not sure about you. Gary, I know you're a Mauston High School alumnus here. Mm-hmm. How great is it that it's taking place at the high school?
You know, even though I was not graduated way too long ago to be part of that new structure, but it's still neat to get back to the school system, to walk around the place that, you know, the area that I remember very well. It was an awfully long time ago, but I'm very proud that we can be part of something in the Mauston community where we all have been involved in for many, many, many years and hope to much longer.
Yep.
Again, Mike filling in for Murph, out on assignment, out on a cruise someplace, out on a boat. We got Bobby Brandt and Gary Rose from Castle Rock Realty. And any last thoughts before we let you go back to your busy jobs?
Just like to invite anyone on Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock to come out to the Mauston High School for a sharing supper. I'm sure the staff, the board members have got a wonderful evening planned, but I'll be there. Hopefully a few other of our agents will be there as well to chat. We're not here soliciting business. We're here supporting what we think is the best community ever.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're excited about it.
All right. Sounds good. Gary, Bobby, thanks for joining us here this morning. And, have fun at the sharing supper.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks so much for having us.
All right. Thank you.